I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The exhibition Painting Prayers is up through December the 6th at MoCRA, St. Louis University's Museum of Contemporary Religious Art. Please welcome artist Salma Arastu, who joins us on the phone now from Berkeley, California. Salma, welcome to Cityscape.
Glad to meet you all, yes.
And in studio, MoCRA's director Terry Dempsey is here as well. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Steve. Good to be here.
Salma, you're now based in California, but you were born in India and went to school there?
Yes, I went to school in Hyderabad for undergrad in fine arts, and then I did my master's in painting from MS University, Baroda, India, yes.
Uh-huh. And you've lived in the United States for some time. I know you spent a number of years in Pennsylvania. What brought you to the U.S. to begin with?
Well, frankly, my husband's brothers, they had come here in early 70s. They are physicians, so they were settled here, two of them. My husband and myself, we were in the Middle East after our marriage. We lived in Iran and Kuwait. So somehow his brothers always asked us to join them in U.S. because they thought U.S. has more opportunities for us, me being an artist and he being an architect. So they kept really telling us that come to USA, and then they filed our immigration papers, and I think we were lucky to land here in 1986.
And all those promises of more opportunities, did that seem to pan out for you?
Well, in the beginning, it was a very rough beginning, of course. I mean, as an artist and architect, it was really tough to start the life here, but I was very lucky, and somehow my paintings started getting good feedback, and I started a business here from home because my children were small, and I was doing Islamic greeting cards, and that really became very successful, and somehow we settled down, and I'm so grateful that, you know, today we feel very lucky and blessed being in California now. I mean, I think I have a beautiful studio, and my husband has a very good job with the federal government. So yeah, ultimately it's turned out to be very good. Our children are well educated, and they are doing well. So it's a blessing.
And we here in St. Louis are always concerned about the weather. How's the weather in California today?
Oh, it's really beautiful. I mean, I feel guilty sometimes when I hear the other places, but California has been a beautiful weather always. Today is a sunny day again.
Well, we're happy for you. Let's just leave it that way. Terry Dempsey, how did Salma Arastu's art first catch your attention? When and where?
Well, about a year ago, September of 2014, I received an email from Salma. She had addressed it to MoCRA at the MoCRA website, and she submitted a request for an exhibition. We get hundreds of these every year. But there was something about her images that really caught my eye, and I put it in the back of my mind. I thought, I want to follow up on this. And a few months later, she sent me two catalogs of her work. And as soon as I saw those, I thought, the first opportunity I have, I want to meet this artist. And I was going to be out in Berkeley last March for a board meeting in Berkeley. And I thought, I'm going to add an extra day so I can spend time visiting with Salma. And that's how it began. When I saw her work in her studio, she's a very prolific, gifted artist. We hit it off. The images were remarkable. And she was coming back to St. Louis to visit relatives on Memorial Day weekend. And she came by and saw the museum. And we had talked about a show just in the center space of the museum. Our museum used to be a chapel, a large chapel, 5,000 square feet, and it has 12 side chapels. And when Salma saw the side chapel, she said, can I have some of my art in the side chapels as well? So I thought, yes. So that's how it started. Then I went back in July, and we picked the work, and the work is up on our walls now, and it's one of the most beautiful shows we've had.
How important is that to you, Salma, the venue that your work's going to be shown in?
Oh, yeah. When I visited St. Louis, I felt it's a beautiful space, very spiritual space to show my works, because I think I'm a spiritual artist, and I thought my works will really have that feeling there, you know. The people may feel that connection with the spirituality there.
Do you work primarily or exclusively in acrylics, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I started with oils, no doubt, when I did my college education in the beginning while I was in Middle East. But I think when I came to USA, I learned this new techniques of acrylics, and I was really very happy because it just suits my temperament. I mean, I use different, several layers of glazes, you know, and they dry so fast. So I think I found the right medium.
The title of this exhibition, Selma, of your work is Painting Prayers. Now, are these your prayers?
Yes.
And what are those prayers?
Yeah, in fact, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. My mother has, you know, from childhood has shown me my way towards God, and she always says, look forward to the eternal love of God. And somehow I have read Upanishads and Gita because I was born Hindu, and with her, and later I accepted Islam after marriage. So all I know that the God came with me. I mean, rituals changed, but the eternal love for God remained the same within me, and I have been continued praying. In fact, each moment I pray, like my routine is, you know, to pray, may God help me to do what he wants me to do through me. So this has been a prayer, and somehow gradually, I know it's a long journey for me, you know, almost 40 years now. But now I would say that I've always prayed this way, that I want to do something which my God wants me to do. Mm-hmm. So gradually, I think I came to do this celebration of calligraphy paintings because when I see the disturbance in the contemporary world, I mean the current issues and such negativity towards Islam, so that I think really motivated me to do something positive about Islam. So because I read Quran so often and I pick up prayers from Quran, like, and these prayers are reinforcing my trust in God, you know, and they say like God is close to you, God is listening to you, he's ever forgiving, and just trust him, he's sufficient for me, like such prayers, you know. So I love doing them again and again because they reassure me and they give me the confidence and energy to deal with everyday issues. So I think throughout I'm just doing what I'm really feeling within. Mm-hmm. So I just call them my prayers.
You know, Terry, it seems like with what's going on in the world today, we can point to Paris or a lot of other places, that Selma's work is, I don't know, so maybe welcome at this time because of the themes of peace and the appreciation or the celebration of diversity, that sort of thing. It's a message that is timely.
It's so appropriate that we have this show right now. The timing couldn't be more helpful for people to have another view of Islam and also what's going on. Selma uses her art, as she said earlier, to build bridges of understanding. And she realizes that there are differences among the major traditions, but there are also many common themes. And she finds those common themes. We have two large paintings that incorporate texts from the Quran, the Hebrew Bible, the Christian New Testament, and the Hindu Vedas, and they speak of the oneness of God, and they speak of equality of humanity. And these two paintings are in four different languages.
Mm-hmm. And from the work I've seen, Selma, of your work, the colors you use, seems like you use a lot of earth tones and earthy colors in that. Would you describe the process that you use in your art?
Yeah, actually, frankly speaking, I admit that these colors, these images, they just flow out of me, as I say. I mean, I'm the tool. I think my subconscious mind, whatever is there, is just coming through me on the canvas. So, frankly speaking, even I don't know how they come, but all I can tell you my technique, and that is I start with a very thin layer of color, then I write with the calligraphic strokes, then I put another layer of colors and write again, and another layer of color. So that way I build up my painting, and somehow the colors change, the colors take a new life on their own, and it's amazing to me as well. It's like each painting brings a new vista to me. I'm just grateful for all that. I just add in between some textures, add some calligraphic, the Islamic designs sometimes. But really speaking, it's a dialogue. It's a never-ending process, you know, sometimes. And suddenly sometimes I feel, yes, it is done, and that's, again, a blessing. You know, I just know that it's done, and I'm amazed myself. That's what I should say.
We're talking with artist Selma Erastu and also with Terry Dempsey from Mokra. An exhibition of Selma's work is currently up at Mokra and will be through December the 6th. You call the exhibition Painting Prayers, and I was looking at some of your work. In fact, you have one piece titled Healing Prayer. Could we talk about that one in particular, and could you just tell me what that means to you?
Yeah, it's a beautiful prayer from Quran. It says that do not worry. God has given you this difficulty, and God is going to heal you. So I really believe in that prayer, because I know these times, whatever it is, you know, this is all pre-planned. It's a greater plan of the God, you know, and maybe he knows what he's doing. And I'm very sure, very positive, he's going to heal all these problems, all these difficult timings. So I did this painting, and again, as I told you, my process that I do with the layers, you know, and I never know what colors will be the final colors, but that's in front of you. But I think I did almost 20, 30 layers of painting and calligraphic strokes in between.
Is there a particular piece, Terry, that grabs your attention?
I do like the healing prayer. There are other works. There are two paintings that are paired, and they are titled As If Saved Entire Humanity and As If Killed Entire Humanity. And it's as if you save the life of one person, it's as if you've saved all of humanity. If you take the life of one person, it's as if you've killed all of humanity. They're powerful works. They're in the center wall in the main space of Mokra. But there are some wonderful works on the side. One thing I want to point out, Salma has brought the dynamic beauty and elegance of classical Arabic calligraphy into dialogue with at least two major modern art movements: abstract expressionism, with its emphasis on spontaneity and gestural application of the paint, and complete with the drips, like think of Jackson Pollock, and color field painting, if you think of Mark Rothko, characterized by these abstracted, muted, shifting colors and tones and intensities. Steve, I don't read Arabic calligraphy. I don't understand it. To me, they're beautiful lines, dynamic lines, and most of our visitors don't understand the calligraphy. And they see these as beautiful abstract lines. But what I've heard frequently is how calming, exhilarating, and meditative these paintings are. It seems like a contradiction to say that they are calming and exhilarating, but that's the case.
And Salma, is that the way you feel when you produce them?
Yes. Let me tell you, I do them because I love the power of calligraphic line, you know. It took me several years to bring out the free-flowing calligraphic lines directly on my canvas. And I just want to plunge myself into the pleasure of this contemplating lines, you know, abstract flow of swelling lines, and then they form compositions and feels, and I, you know, fill them with colors. So it's just enjoyment. I mean, I enjoy them thoroughly, but this is my prayer that, as I tell you, that I want to reach out to people and offer them the calmness and peace, because I want to say that Islam is peaceful. I mean, it's not different from any other religion. We are all humanity, and we all belong to one God. So that is my basic message in my mind. So when I go through these several layers, and as I tell you, I stop when I know it's done, when I feel that tranquility, when I feel that peace. And my intention is that I hope the viewer who is looking at it feels that peace also. Definitely my intention.
The exhibition is Painted Prayers, the calligraphic art of Salma Arastu. The exhibition is up now at St. Louis University's Museum of Contemporary Religious Art. That's MOCRA on West Pine. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have that. And then Salma will actually be in St. Louis on the final day of the exhibition, Terry, on December the 6th, I guess, for a talk.
That's right. Salma's coming back for the last day of the exhibition on Sunday, December 6th. The talk will be at 1 o'clock, and she will give a presentation along with Dr. Ghazala Hyatt, spokeswoman for the Islamic Foundation of Greater St. Louis, Dr. Jack Renard, who's a professor of medieval Islam and scholar of world religions at St. Louis U, Dr. Mikhail Brozbisky, who's going to be talking about intercultural dialogue, and that's going to be wonderful. Also, we will be open on Thanksgiving weekend, closed on Thanksgiving itself, but open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of that weekend. So escape the shopping madness of that weekend and come and experience the serene, contemplative, and exhilarating exhibition.
And a final question, Salma. You say you're an artist and you use your art to build understanding among people of different faiths and different traditions. So you believe that art can do that?
Yes, I certainly do. I mean, that's the right from beginning, I felt that way. In fact, when I started painting, I used to wonder, how do I do, what should I do so that I show my gratitude to my God, because he has blessed me with so many good things in life. So somehow I have found this, that through through art, I'm able to do the work which God has asked me to do. So the major intention, as I told you right from the beginning, is to bring people together, to bring community together. So this has been my dream, and I'm so grateful that people have felt it from the beginning, and they have always complimented me, and this is the right positive feedback I get from my viewers and my collectors. So that gives me the confidence that art can do that. You know, art can provide that element of peace and, you know, like connecting people. I mean, it can heal hearts. It can bring people together. It can do whatever you want art to do, actually.
Painted Prayers at Mokra through December the 6th. And we want to thank Salma Arastu. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to welcoming you to St. Louis in December. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Terry Dempsey, Director of St. Louis University's Museum of Contemporary Religious Art. Thank you, Terry.
Great to be here, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a reminder that the exhibition celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Soulard Fine Arts Building that we discussed on last week's program opens with a reception this evening, 5:30 at the Regional Arts Commission on Del Mar. And you can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk to actor Ken Page about the world premiere of his play, Sublime Intimacy, by Max and Louis Productions. We'll also take a look at an exhibition of paintings by Winston Churchill at Washington University's Mildred Lane Kemper Art Museum. And we'll hear about the Greenleaf Singers and their holiday madrigal performances. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk about current issues pertaining to the law with a legal roundtable panel of experts. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt. Engineered by Aaron Doerr, the executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and thanks for listening.